entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hi, my name is Ken, and I know you're not used to listening to podcasts that start off with an Australian kid, a song, and then a whole theme song after that. But this isn't any other show. This is the DJ Newstyle show, so you'll have to get used to it. So enjoy Justin, enjoy the song, enjoy the theme song, and then enjoy me and Frank talking about whatever we want for a few hours. Thank you very much.
This is Justin from Australia. I love three things: knives, bitches, and the DJ Newstyle show.
Got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
Newstyle Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ Newstyle Show.
This talk is not good.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No, 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 no.
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffee yet?
Oh, snap!
Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ Newstyle Show. Exclusive Tuesday Night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And we are the show, the podcast, the only one who's willing to be led in by whom? You guessed it. Rammstein! Ah! Very passionate scream. Ah, yes. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you very much. Let's fade that out professionally, as we are known to do. It is something we are known to do. Thank you for tuning in with me, as always. I hope, because we're having technical glitches, which is why if you're listening live, you didn't miss anything. If you're usually late, we are approximately 15 minutes late with this live broadcast. But with me, as always, if he can hear me, I hope, for God fucking sake, Frank, the Germ Freak. How you doing, Frank?
You took my heart, then you took my pride away.
Yeah, very good. You can recite lyrics. Now, Frank, you have been picking the intros for the past few weeks.
Yeah, I have.
Now, what caused you... What is your method of selecting a song? Do you hear a song and it's
my method of selecting a song is the last song I hear on my satellite radio after I shut my car off on... And vintage vinyl, or where the fuck it is.
Vintage vinyl. Wow. Okay. So
let me tell you, it's a little more in depth than that.
I didn't know there was a whole scientific method.
I have a whole theory. I have a whole pie chart that I utilize.
You have a chart of every song from 1987. You throw a dart at it, and that's
it. Let me tell you what. It has to come down a certain criteria. It's got to be an upbeat song, number one, obviously. It's got to be a song with a good long intro so that you could put your Justin and your all the other crap in there. And, it's got to be a good rock and roll tune.
A rock and roll tune. That's right. Frank likes to rock it out. Because as you may or may not know, Frank... used to be a drummer. Frank, I remember speaking to your wife, your lovely wife, Donna, and she told me that you used to play the drums. And I said, was he any good? She goes, oh, he used to rock the house.
She said that?
she actually said, he used to rock the house.
Now I rock the house with my ding-dong, yeah!
Oh, now that's what your instrument is. You've traded one set of skins for a completely different one. Frank, it's been a week and 15 minutes since we've last spoken on the show. I apologize for being late. I was doing some last-minute work, and then we discovered we had a little bit of a communication gap via the old trusty internet. What has gone on with you? I mean, you are a force to be reckoned with on Twitter. You snapped at me today, I want to say.
Yeah, you know what? I did snap at you because you're trying to pass yourself off as something that you're not, and I'm actually fed up.
How am I passing myself off as something that I'm not? And by the way, I'm keeping it classy tonight with a lovely Merlot. I'm keeping it classy with a lovely Merlot that is so close to being salad dressing, it's not even fucking funny. So why am I passing myself off as something that I'm not?
Because what you're doing is you're tweeting things... as though they're just happening. Like, in other words, you're tweeting what's supposedly a spontaneous tweet, when in fact it's something that happened to you on your way to work, and now you're at your fucking office desk tweeting it. And what you're doing is what I call a cheat tweet, and that's something that
I
copyrighted that. It's a cheat tweet. So you're tweeting something well after the fact that it happened, and by that time it's irrelevant.
Don't
try and fool us, fuckface.
Excuse me? How the fuck are you talking to me right now? You're being very irrational. Do you know what I wrote on my Twitter, Frank? Do you even remember it?
You wrote something about people doing work of some sort.
I wrote, and I quote, construction workers with the slow sign should eat shit if they think I'm going 35 through a 10-foot work zone.
Right.
Stop waving at me, I wrote.
Now, okay, see, you're a... Now, anybody who was reading that tweet would think that this just happened to you, that you're just driving through the cones, there's a construction workers on either side of you, and it's just happening. When in fact, this happened after you got, this happened and you went back to your office and you fucking tweeted about it. By that time, it's irrelevant, it doesn't count, move on.
Well, the thing
is, not tweet something and use the thing that's, make it, that thing is, don't try and tweet something and make it think spontaneous when in fact it's not spontaneous.
Well,
okay?
The thing about it, Frank.
That's what you did. You're a lie, boy.
You just said someone would read that and assume it just happened. But anybody who knows me knows that I am anti-driving and texting. Do you understand? Anybody who knows me knows that I've come at you for doing this, for exhibiting this behavior. Seeing you following me in a car with your fucking face in a goddamn iPhone, just plugging away at keys, waiting to kill somebody. Waiting for an accident to happen, some disaster to ruin a family, and possibly your own. But no, I'm cheating Twitter by not doing this the minute...
I want you to say cheat tweet.
I will not.
You say cheat tweet!
I will not say it, because it is not. Frank, this is another way of using Twitter. It's the safe way. You remember things, and you write about them.
don't come off and make it sound.
And also, what is it going to hurt you if I post something an hour later and pretend it just happened? What is it going to hurt you? What's it going to hurt me? How's it going to affect you?
How's it going to affect me? Because you're trying to get one over on us. You're trying. You're being elusive.
Elusive?
Yes.
I don't follow. I think you're just grasping at straws.
I'm not grasping at straws.
This is not only
don't
the first
tweet
time.
Any of your drivel if it doesn't happen to you at that particular. Let me tell you something, my Kraut McFriend. What I'm saying is as follows.
Oh, I didn't know that you had read the popular quotes section of IMDb today. That's great. No, it's fantastic that you're doing that. Why don't you put it in your tweets and then and put it out there for everybody to have a good hearty har har at. Outdated prick.
I don't even know why I said that. When something happens to me and I'm on the road, I immediately pull over to the shoulder and tweet about it. I don't wait an hour and a half till I get to my destination. I will pull over and
the
I will risk my life.
The balls on you. The fucking listen, the balls on you to think that people demand up to the second fucking updates from you. You could get a shitty spoon from Rita's and post it the next day, no one would be the wiser, and people would be equally informed.
It's not a matter of people me trying to think people are interested in what I say. It's me not trying to get one over on people. That's the Mac the factor.
The what?
The Mac to the factor.
The math of the factor.
The fact of the matter.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so Frank, what I'm saying to you is you are being too pussy with this Twitter. You have too much of a sore womanly way about you with this social networking. You think everything has to be immediate. It's got to be genuine. Frank, Twitter is not your fucking personal timeline. It's a collection of bullshit links and thoughts and opinions.
Are you saying that you tweet things that are not genuine?
Sometimes I post sarcastic jokes. Sometimes I joke around about this or that. But, you know, most of the time, they're genuine. And it's not genuine, as much as the owners of Corked.com would like to change the word and pronunciation to push their product that they love so much. But Frank, what I'm saying to you is, I'm not the first to bear the wrath of you on Twitter this week. I was the most recent, but I noticed that...
Oh, don't start with that, please.
You know, this really bothered me, Frank. I saw this...
Where's my buddy Octane Fan? Is he around? Because he'll back me up.
He is around. And if you want to call the show, feel free. It's 316-768-4472. Now, Frank, I noticed something. I should probably do what this person did. You don't like my updates. I should block you and ban you. And of course, yes. I'm talking about Neo is God. Sen.
Right.
Sen. So now, Neo didn't like something you said
Neo-
to him.
Many people don't know Neo who God is.
Well, Neo is God is basically a Yankees hat set atop a pickle barrel with an Xbox 360 controller propped in front of it.
What the fuck? You're
what?
A hypocrite.
I don't understand.
You just called him a pickle barrel.
Well, you know, that's fine. We joke like that. But one thing I won't do is wait for him to experience joy... And then fucking descend on him with viciousness.
I didn't descend on him with viciousness.
Okay, here's what you wrote, Frank.
Why don't you write what he wrote first?
Okay. I will find exactly what he wrote. He wrote something to the effect of, won $175 today. Life is good, ATM. Which means at the moment, life is good. Now, what did you do, Frank?
Is that what that means? ATM? I thought he meant the ATM machine.
Oh, so maybe that's why you wrote. Hold on, shut up. You wrote, Frank, shut the fuck up.
If I knew that he meant at the moment, I wouldn't have written that.
Well, you wrote, you saw him experiencing joy and saying that his life was good at the moment, and you wrote, at Neo is God. Yeah, you've got a really great life thus far. Not. And you wrote a million periods and then a capital not. And all he's saying is he won a little money and he's somewhat happy for now. That's what he fucking said. And you lunged at him.
I want to apologize.
And you lunged at him with a not joke. You have to apologize to Neo and the writers of Wayne's World.
No, listen.
For fucking stealing a joke that should never be duplicated or
That's
attempted.
Been around a lot longer than Wayne's World, my friend. I was doing that back in 76, all right?
Oh, excuse me.
Listen
I didn't
to
know
me.
That.
Listen to me.
You're at the fucking forefront of the nut joke.
I did not know that the acronym ATM meant at the moment. I think maybe you're making that up, actually. I think he was actually saying life is good at the ATM.
No, he wrote life is good ATM.
I didn't know that was – if I knew that's what he meant.
Yeah. Now, do you feel a little bit bad, Frank?
I feel guilty because –
the guy got a little bit of money from a fucking table.
He's acknowledging that life is good at the moment. At this
– how could you not acknowledge that it's only at the moment, Frank? The guy has fucking debilitating bone diseases. He's shaped like a birdcage, for Christ's sake.
You see, you're a hypocrite. You're a goddamn hypocrite.
How am I goddamn hypocrite?
I said nothing. Listen to me. I said nothing about his physical appearance. Nothing. You made two jokes thus far. You said he was ahead
of. But you know what? I bet. You know what? He's a Yankees hat set atop a pickle barrel, and he's built like a birdcage. But he's got a good life. I think he's got a good life.
I said nothing. All right, then how come last night when I asked you if you would trade lives with Neo, you said no fucking way?
Well, I wouldn't because I don't want to be have all my joints fused and be hooked on Slim Jims and scratch-offs and fucking whiskey. I mean, I would be happy to not work and play video games a lot and have friends and fly all over. That would be great. I mean, I don't really know a day in the life of Neo. I don't know his pain or his operations and shit. But from what I've seen, it's not exactly an occasion to throw out the gingham blanket and fucking eat bread and cheese. Do you see what I'm saying, Frank? So, any little bit of joy this kid experiences, it's a good thing. And he's just typing it to his... He has a handful of followers on Twitter. They're probably people that know him, people that hang out with him, interact with him, people he likes... And he's just letting them know, hey, a little ray of sunshine came into my life. And then here comes big, bald, fuckface Frank to just shit on that fucking rainbow. Yeah, your life's been real good. Not.
Okay, I may have said
what
that.
What were you expecting?
I didn't call him a Yankee hat atop of a pickle barrel.
Well, I mean,
I didn't call
him
a birdcage. You're making disparaging marks about his physical appearance. I mentioned nothing about his physical
La Caja Neo. Anyway, Frank, the thing about it is, You need to just realize that you were attacking people on Twitter for no reason, just to get a rise out of people.
I wasn't. He's attacked me numerous times, and I let it go over my head. I don't give a shit.
What are some of the things he said to you?
You know what? I'll compile them for next week. I don't.
Oh, you have scrolls where they're
of course!
All.
Of course.
Jeez, I didn't know that. Detailed files. Well, Frank, he blocked you. He said, well, I guess you won't have to be bothered by reading my updates again. You're blocked. And he made a point of saying that you were blocked. And after that, Frank, it's by the way, it wasn't one tweet that you directed towards him. You posted about three other tweets calling him a sore ass. And you even gave him, quote, the sore ass award.
He is a total sore ass. You will admit that.
No, I won't admit that. You
and
shit on him for no reason.
I have to confess something.
Oh, I'm sorry,
I was actually in Google Images for about a half hour looking for people embarrassed.
You just have to look for like Niagara Falls people
know,
going over the falls, or people in the stock market crash who have no clothes.
I was actually looking. I don't know, whatever.
It was pretty funny that we were actually doing that probably at the same time. I think I spend about 10 minutes of every evening just looking for people wearing barrels just to laugh at what Neo's profile picture should be. Neo is God, for those of you who don't know. You can meet him. He does appearances at every supermarket's deli next to the bread tree.
You see, you're being 150 times worse than I am. I mentioned nothing about his appearance, and you're just going off the deep end. So you are, my friend, a hypocrite.
A hippo what?
Hypocrite.
I didn't know that. Well, anyway, Frank.
Hold on, I gotta get a tissue.
A what?
Tissue? Hold on.
Why would you say tissue?
It's a tissue.
Yeah, whatever.
That goes out to my good friend Gambit. Okay.
Frank, so you when you're driving, the only pause you take to do anything is to pull over and tweet. That's that you instantly pull over and tweet. There's no other break in your drive where you can just maybe take a second to take a call or anything like that. You never find yourself just stopped. I mean, like, a red light, Frank. It's a perfect opportunity.
Yeah, but some you may not get it. The worst, the scariest moment is when I'm getting off of an exit, and I'll stop right where that little triangle is between the exit ramp and the highway.
Yeah,
that little triangle, and sometimes there's, you know, tractor trailers that I'm afraid that they're gonna fucking rear end me, and I'm a little nervous.
I mean, that's not a point where you should be tweeting when you're about to get on a fucking interstate. I'm talking about you're coming up to a light. And maybe you're in the middle lane, maybe you're in the right, wherever you are. You have about 20 seconds. Maybe you could fire something off real quick then. But you're just zooming off the road as things happen so you can keep your following up to date with whatever mundane
right.
thought you
and, had. And I don't, believe me, I don't tweet that. I mean, you tweet way more often than I do. I mean, I don't tweet often, but when I do, I have to make sure it's done quickly.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I don't know, Frank. The way that you handle your downtime on driving is up to you entirely.
Of course it is. Who is it up to you?
Yeah, it's up to me. I dictate how you operate your vehicle. Your Mercury Sable. When you go to the red light, you must turn right. Frank, it is New Jersey. We all know that. You stop, you turn right. That's what we do. So, you know, at the red light, Frank, maybe take a second or two, and but don't do it when you're in the turning lane.
Could I digress for? Are we done with this topic?
I'm sorry.
I would like to digress with something, if you don't mind.
What are you digressing with?
Remember, a few weeks ago, we did a bit. Is it gay for a man to send another man pornography? Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, not only did somebody send me pornography, but somebody sent me gay pornography, and that man is none other than Ed McGrath.
So Ed McGrath sent you gay pornography.
He sent me gay pornography, which I totally
can you can you know, Frank, we're what, a week away from you being 40. Can you just do this for everybody here and learn to say pornography, please? It's not like you say photography. It's photography. It's pornography.
Can you describe this? Can you do that
for us?
I will work on it, my friend. But this is what he did. Now, he sent me. He talked about this video where it's a man who performed coitus with a woman, ejaculated into her crevice, and then the woman made him eat the cum out of her crevice.
Yeah, great. I don't care. But are we done with that topic? Do you see how that feels? 316-768-4472.
Oh, we're still doing any topic?
Thank you for calling the DJ New Style Show. You're on with Germ Freak. Who's this?
This is a very befuddled Ed McGrath.
So, Ed, we've found out from this bald, hapless fuckface who can't, you know, keep a single thought in his brain and stay on task that you've sent him gay pornography.
Frank, can you again for the audience go over the participants in this film?
I didn't watch the video.
Hold on, because you detailed something. I wasn't paying attention.
I was only too fucking livid.
He told
me what happened before he sent it to me, and then when he sent it to me, I deleted it without reading it.
You're such a fucking liar. It's so apparent.
I swear to God.
I guarantee you, you sneakily. Here's how this played out. You get the email, ba-ding, and you see it's from Ed, and you see the subject line. You creak open the door, peer up the steps. Turn the lights off, shut the door real gently so as not to make a sound, turn the speakers real low, and then you watch the horror that Ed jerks off to and decides to share.
The link says useless junk. I don't know if this could be a virus of some sort.
Oh, wait, what does it say?
Uselessjunk.com.
Oh, and what does it say after that so people can get the link?
/article, and then...
And then what?
Full... Period.
You have one hell of a memory. If you deleted that, you fucking liar.
I have it on my fucking email.
You fucking liar.
Yo, fuckface.
You said you deleted it as soon as it came in.
I went to my delete.
Oh.
I did delete it. I just went to my delete box and looked at it to see what the fucking link was. was.
Oh, so you saved it in a secret place.
I didn't save it. It's deleted in the deleted folder.
Yeah, the hidden secret folder. The system files folder,
yeah,
as I like to call it.
Yeah, your fucking Oprah fucking video, right?
My Oprah video or my folder labeled system files, and then the subfolder called drivers. And then, then the subfolder called FAQs.
All right, listen to me.
Yes,
he
continue.
He told me about a video where a man and a woman are having interruptus, and he...
Wait, having what?
Interruptus. I mean, coitus interruptus. Well, coitus, not coitus. I'm having coitus.
No, it wasn't interruptus.
Coitus. And the man ejaculates into the woman, and then the woman shoves the man's face into her vagina so that he can, you know, eat his own you-know-what.
So he eats his own jizz out of a woman.
And I find that very vile.
Destroying this scene. This is not the gist of the scene. The scene is that the guy fucking finishes before the woman is ready for him to finish, and she emasculates him and humiliates him by, as he's going up to give her a kiss, pushes his fucking head into her crotch three times. So it is more of an amusement than a gay thing. But Frank thinks any times a penis is on a screen is equals gay porn to him.
I'm sure this whole thing was not pre-planned.
Okay, Frank, what is your definition of gay porn?
When there's a man in the video.
Exactly.
So a man having heterosexual sex with a woman is gay porn to you?
No. I think what this particular guy did was
okay,
was,
so now it has to be a man interacting with semen.
Yeah, him eating
That's
semen.
That's what you're saying.
There's gay overtones there. Would you not disagree?
Oh, wait, so it has to be eating. So if a guy just, you know, juggles it in his palm like a fucking raver from 1993... That's not gay. He has to actually sip it from his fingers.
It's all not right.
So the minute I'm trying to pinpoint it so that we know what not to send you.
So I don't want you to send me anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
That you hear that, folks? It's the Germ Freak on Twitter.
No, please.
He loves at replies. He really does.
I don't want anything. I will just delete it all.
And
so don't even waste your time.
Don't send penis pictures.
Don't send penis pictures ever.
That.
I will delete it and I will block it. So there's no point in even wasting your time.
Unless they're cake. Episode 256. Please go to DJNewStyleShow.com, download it, and listen to the number of times we say cock cake. So, Ed, you sent this to him for like a laugh because it was funny that the guy got his face shoved into the cream pie.
Oh, it was hysterical. I mean, it's just this man, it's hysterical. He goes up to give her a kiss. Three times she sends his head into her crotch because apparently he didn't pleasure her to her satisfaction.
How could she do it three times?
Well, the third time he stayed down there.
Oh, so it's a ruse.
Yeah, he got the.
Of course, it's a ruse.
It was a ruse, Ed. You were fooled.
No, looks real to me.
Well, the guy obviously likes his own jizz.
In his. Mind, it looks legit in his mind, so he can gratify himself.
Well, I mean,
Frank once told me, Ed. Frank told me that the that he likes to have fake little girl fights that end up with him eating his own jizz. That's what he said.
So, Frank, let me ask you this: is it possible to perform cunnilingus on a woman without going into the hole?
What?
Going into the urethra?
No, you idiot. How are you going to get your tongue in her fucking urethra, you moron?
Unless you're fucking Dennis Quaid from Inner Space. Frank, seriously, just get over yourself. You don't watch any pornography with it where there's a guy in the movie. None? Ever?
In my lifetime, have I ever? Of course, I've seen it, but do I make a regular habit of? Of course not.
Of course not.
See, now there's something. I think there's some sort of deep emotional issue where sexuality could come into play here. That I think he's afraid that if he sees a penis for an extended period of time, something might happen. And that's just my theory.
I think Frank gets the onset of a night terror every time he leans over a fridge filled with tasty, delicious dessert treats in a truck traveling through a neighborhood with a musical song playing. Basically, Frank got molested by the ice cream man is what we're going with.
I think so.
And that was fully analyzed and and covered by Hate Us Talk. That's hateustalk.tumblr.com. I think they're moving to a different domain. They're actually getting their own website so that, you know, they can further analyze themselves.
Are you familiar
and
with
Hear Us Talk?
The host, one of the hosts, his name is Walter. He calls himself Walter Subcheck.
Yes, Walter Subcheck.
But his name is really Clayton.
Yes.
That guy's got a – he could do voiceovers with that voice. Would you not disagree?
Oh, absolutely. I would not disagree. I would not disagree. And I would also say that Jimmy J.J. Walker is no slouch when it comes to voiceovers.
He's not a
I have to say, I think they're getting a little soft, though. I do think that they're getting a little soft. I think every show is good. There's nothing wrong.
Oh, God.
What? What are you doing?
Scratch it. Hold on.
What are you scratching?
Oh, I can't mention it.
No, you have to mention it now.
It's the area underneath my testicles.
The knoll. The knoll. Frank's fucking raking the knoll right now. Jesus Christ. Why are you scratching underneath your testicles? Why is it so fucking
itchy? Because I have
itchy?
Jock itch in my in my pelvic area.
I thought you said the Lotrimin was working out. The doctor recommended Lotrimin.
It's working out, but I think I need to put it underneath my testes because it's not working over there.
Wait, underneath? Oh, you only had it on your testes.
I only had it on my scrotum.
Do you understand that this is not a conversation fucking friends should ever have
asked.
Comfortably? Well, Frank, think of how fucking often I've been in position to hear. Hear a fucking screaming noise, and
have
then
you ever had jock
and
itch?
Then I would hear, and I'd have to ask, what the fuck is that sound? Because you're not on camera, I can't see you wincing and reaching down. I have to listen to fucking audio and try to decipher what the fuck you're doing. And
remember
everybody's had fucking jock itch. If you have a dick, you've had jock itch.
Remember how disgusted you were when we went to you saw me on the bleachers scratching my ass?
Yeah, when we were in the old XM studios, sitting on the bleachers, and you were rocking back and forth on the edge like a 4-year-old girl who just discovered that things feel good down there. That's what you were doing, and it was fucking embarrassing. We weren't even there 10 minutes. It's the first time you've ever been there. We've listened to these people entertain us. We go there, we're in their company, and 10 minutes in, you're scratching your rectum on their fucking bleachers. Just disgusting.
Well, the metal felt good. I mean, it's hard metal.
I'm sure it did. You know what else would have felt good? The microphone probably would have felt good, too. There's a lot of fucking things that would have felt good. Probably would have been okay to jerk off on the couch. Should you, though, Frank? Should you maybe have a fucking limit in your life? In your fucking actions, your wild goddamn thoughts, should there be some fucking boundaries? The answer is yes for everyone else except you. Keep on being you, Frank. Be you. Do you. That's what I say. Now, Ed, are you going to continue sending clips that Frank deems to be gay? Moreover, are you getting a little tired of Frank trying to pin you or paint you off as some kind of a gay man?
Oh, I never. Yeah. No. I never made any reference to him being gay at all.
Maybe not gay, but some kind of fucking creep or deviant.
You're the one who says that when you go humiliation.
Well, I don't go like that ever. Ed likes company of women, but aren't you getting a little tired of that, Ed?
It's his way. I'm just so used to him. I've known him for over 3 years now. I'm so accustomed to it that it kind of goes off my back.
I noticed that you derive a great amount of pleasure from yelling about his foibles and really trying to stick it to him.
Oh, there's nothing better than getting Frank to do something that makes him kind of humiliate himself. I've been thinking all week with better ideas than I had last week on what he can do if he doesn't make his original weight. For his birthday party 2 weeks from now in Hoboken, New Jersey. And I've come up with something. I feel much better. If you guys want to hear that,
I would love to hear any suggestions. If he does not come back to 216 at the party, Ed, what would you have Frank do?
I would have Frank wearing his little hat that we've seen him sometimes wear in his basement.
Oh, cat burglar hat?
Not that one.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Which hat are we talking about here?
His hair hat.
Oh, his fucking hair hat.
I don't even know what that fucking thing is.
It shouldn't be too hard. Just take a fucking snake and shove it down the drain. and pull anything up. That toupee you bought was fucking heinous. And you were robbed in purchasing that.
I was robbed. I was screwed.
So, Ed, you want him to put a toupee on his head and wear it for the entire evening?
Yes, and I want him... Oh, no, not just that. There's not just that. I want him to put on that toupee, and I want him to go over to a group of two or three women that we choose, and I want him to go and say to them, Hi, my name's Frank. I'm 40 years old.
I like it. For Frank, I think that would be a significant
humiliation.
You know what? I like it. I'd have to look for it, though. I don't know where the hell it is.
Well, you could just buy one at a fucking Duane Reade.
No, this was the Hair Club for Men one.
Yeah, I know. But it looked no better than the Halloween costumes that they sell at a place that has a fruit-flavored soda and shaving cream.
One of my favorite Frank moments is when he told us the last thing, the last straw that made him take that off permanently. It's one of my favorite things in the whole world. Frank, would you mind saying why you ultimately took it off in the end? A comment that maybe
Frank, you are going to be 40. Why don't we take a little bit of a trip down memory lane? What made you take off the toupee once and for all?
I knew it was enough when my daughter's friend... when my daughter came to me and said her friend says I wear a wig.
Oh, is that bad? And you just... I fucking had it with this thing!
I know for a fact the parents were probably talking about this at the dinner table saying, is Frank wearing a toupee? What's going on? What is going on here? Because they knew me before when I was bald. No, I had to pay for a week. So that, I passed off like it was my real hair.
So that wig wasn't like an innocent mistake, the word wig. That was a derogatory term for toupee tossed around by her parents that she
of
picked
course,
up on.
Of course, she wouldn't have
Frank's wearing a fucking wig! As they're chuckling and howling around a fucking a plain pizza at their kitchen table, laughing about your genetic misfortune. I can't believe it, Frank. You know, we've come so far in knowing you, and now just to realize that in a few short days...
2 weeks from today, my friend.
Oh, it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today. Sorry. You will be 40 years old.
Remember, it was almost a year ago, we did this show, and how quickly time goes, where I would say, hi, I'm Frank, I'm 39, hi, I'm 39. And almost a year has
like
passed.
Like this. Like that.
Okay. I mean, it's unfathomable how quickly time goes by.
Time just fucking, it leaves you in the dust. That's why you should reach for the moments that make you happy. Like, I don't know, maybe you win $175 at a casino table and, you know, your bones are fused together and you kind of look like something made out of wooden planks and iron bands. But, you know, you had that moment and you should cherish it. Even if a bald man decides to retweet you and shit all over your day. Ed, thank you very much for calling in. We'll see you at the June 5th event, Green Rock Tap and Grill in Hoboken, New Jersey, Hudson Street, June 5th. I hope everybody shows up.
I don't know if you wear this, but from 8 to 11 for $30, all you could drink.
And Frank said that he would cover your drinking costs, Ed.
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. No, you would not.
And by the way, no gifts. However, I do not object to cake.
Well, we already have several cock cakes ordered. And I believe...
I meant sheet cake.
I'm guaranteeing, Frank, there will be at least one cock cake. I'm so positive someone will have listened to last week's show. And they will have ordered a gigantic, possibly chocolate cock cake. Complete with hair, wrinkles, veins, and every other thing. Maybe sweat. Maybe they put a clear icing. Is there a clear icing that they could just
last
throw on?
Last week you asked me if I licked the whipped cream off the slit.
You should. You know, if someone's going to go to the Ace of Cakes and have the world's most realistic cock cake made, constructed, and delivered, you may as well go ahead and give it a little slit pleasure. It's okay, Frank. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Now, you won't eat any if there's cock cake, you won't have any of it, correct?
If it's cut to the point...
Right, if it's cut into a cake with cake slices, would you eat any?
No. Here's the thing. If it's completely... if I can look at it and not know it's a cock cake anymore, I'll probably have a slice. If you, you know what, if even if you served it to me like a regular slice of cake, as long as I don't see penis hole, ball hair, or any identifying features of cock, ball, or head, jizz too, then I'll have a slice of that cake. Donna was very enthusiastic last week.
Yeah, I wasn't too crazy about her comment.
She said, ooh, I can't wait to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. It was very, very good, Frank. Man, oh man, I can't believe this shit. You're going to be 40 years old, and you know we're down to our last weigh-in. It's coming up very soon, right? When do you turn 40, Frank? Oh, hold on. Let me just check DJNewStyleShow.com as we have a counter that I'll have to take down soon. 13 days, Frank. 13 days, 2 hours, 8 minutes. You're going to be a 40-year-old man. Why don't you practice now?
I, you know what? I was in my car and I was saying to myself, I can't say it, so I'm going to just say I'm two decades times two.
You're going to give him an equation? Two times 20?
Or I'm like, I'm four
hi, I'm Frank,
decades.
Hi, I'm Frank. I'm double 20. That sounds better, right?
Hi, I'm Frank. I'm 20 times two. Hi.
Hi, I'm Frank. I'm two 20s. You should say it like that. And then they'll go, what? And you'll just have to say I'm 40. And they'll look at you.
Well,
and
you're
leave.
Gonna. You know what? This is a milestone for you too, because at the end of July, you're gonna be the big 3-0. That's a pretty big milestone.
It is. It's another set of 10 years, Frank. I've been through it once and twice again.
I remember this will
be
being
the third time.
30 years old affected me traumatically. It was the first age that ever bothered me.
I don't understand why though. I really don't.
Well, because you're not in your 20s anymore. You know, when you're below 30, you're still considered, you know, a youngster, you know. You're
yeah, but you know what? I'm fucking 29, and I'm already. I know. As of last week, late last week, that I am officially old and creepy, and people are on guard, sitting around me. Younger people don't like me. I'm aware of this now, Frank, because I made the mistake of dining alone at a Panera Bread. I didn't eat dinner. I had to go work on my house. So I went to Panera Bread with the intention of picking up a sandwich, and when I heard that question,
I'm glad you said Panera Bread because you're learning, because usually you just used to say Panera, but now you're saying Panera Bread the right way. So I appreciate that.
What's wrong with me saying Panera? So I went to Panera.
You said Panera Bread.
And then, no, I didn't. I went to Panera, and then when I heard the question of, "Would you like that for here or to go?" I said, "For here." Oh, eat it here. I thought it would be a decent idea. I don't have to eat and drive because that's kind of dangerous. And I just basically cram it down my esophagus and feel like a fucking disgusting pig. So I sat down.
Now, what did you order? Did you get the half and half?
Well, I got obviously go with the pick
You're
two.
You're a big fan of the half and half.
It's Panera, so you go for the pick two. Don't fuck around and get a bear claw and a fucking green tea. You get the pick two. Okay? That's what you get. So I got it. And I sat at the a booth by myself, and there were people there. There were younger people in a booth, kind of adjacent to me, but not right next to me. There was one booth between us. I left the buffer, and I noticed that as I was eating my sandwich, there were frequent awkward looks back at me, and then quick turns and whispers at the table, and then giggles. And people, and I just felt like I am the old guy. I'm eating alone, and that is weird. And I probably shouldn't have been doing this, but fuck you. You're going to be here one day too, except fat with fucking strollers next to the table with three pick twos.
Asked you a question when you told me this story, and I said to you, and you made a fatal mistake, which is your fault. I said to you, when you were sitting down, were you facing the crowd or was your back to the crowd? And you said facing the crowd.
Face the crowd.
There's your fatal mistake.
What am I
going
to do? Put my back to somebody?
Of course. I always have my back to the crowd. I don't want people looking at me when I eat.
I don't. Maybe it's it's not much of a risk, right? But it's just kind of like an instinct that, you know, I want to see if anybody's going to fucking come at me. I want to at least know what's coming. I know I'm not a target or anything like that, but you don't know. These fucking stores get robbed. Panera is not immune to robberies.
What do you think? You're Tony Soprano ordering water onion rings?
Yes, I do. And by the way, what a beautiful ending. I want to talk about that a little later, but the thing...
That's rough.
It is somewhat relevant, Frank, given the recent events. But I'm sitting. Don't call me fuckface.
Go ahead, little boy.
Excuse me, Frank. I can't wait to take a fucking pool stick and jam against your fucking forehead and into a black guy's bald head and have him fall into a sewer in a corner somewhere and play reality fucking pool, whatever. I don't know. Fuck you. You're bald and you're gonna be 40 and your life is over. Although I'm going to be 30 and, you know, I'm realizing my life is over. I'm eating at Panera Bread alone and people think I'm creepy. But I need to see people. I can't put my back to them.
Was it affecting your eating? Were you trying not to eat sloppily?
No, I didn't give a shit.
Were you a little self-conscious? Were you shy a little bit?
Only that something about me must have been weird or of note. Or worthy of conversations with 35 likes percent sentence.
He was all like eating alone and like
I think I heard by himself. I heard the words by himself muttered.
And it's really, you know, eating by yourself really is not a big deal. It's not a big deal. And you know, people go out to lunch, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, lunch isn't a big thing, Frank, but dinner is a time to be spent with people. Do you understand? That is the weakness.
But you were having dinner or lunch?
It was like 8:30. It was
at night.
It was at 8:30 at night.
That's even more leeway for you. At night is fine.
How is that fine?
It's fine, my friend.
It's not fine. It's fucking creepy. It's creepy. I don't do this often. I usually just get my shit and go. But I figured, what a nice thing. I'll sit down at a table and I'll eat. And
you should have.
I should have just
like you were talking on your cell phone to let people know that you're not alone or lonely or whatever.
No, you know what? You know what? That's interesting you say, because the cell phone used to be like I'll pretend I'm talking on it so that I seem like I'm important, but now it's so that I'll seem that I'm worthy of people knowing me. I'm worthy of having someone to talk to. I'm not alone. I'm not a creep. So I'll pretend to talk on my cell phone. I don't do that. You know what? I got over it pretty quickly. But when you said that feeling old, I really did think of that. Talking about fucking finals and shit, and then all of a sudden they pause, look at me, fucking giggle, and then discuss me eating in a booth. And you know what? God bless them. I'm a fucking terrible sight sitting alone. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hey, it's Gambit.
Gambit, what's going on, buddy?
It's time to throw myself under the bus again.
Well, here we go.
All right. I may not go out to eat alone, but I did the most embarrassing thing ever the earliest of this month.
Okay.
I went to see Letters of Juliet.
the Amanda Seyfried girl with the gigantic eyes movie. Is that the one?
That's the one, and I went to see it on a Mother's Day preview, and I went to see it alone.
You saw Letters to Juliet alone on Mother's Day?
Yup.
You probably looked like the biggest fucking pedophile creep ever. Ever.
It was a packed theater. There was one free seat. I was actually next to two open seats, which I gave up for a set of three girls who came in, then I sat next to a black grandmother who I swore died next to me, and I had to poke.
Mother Winslow. Mother Winslow decided to sit next to you. So that's pretty bad, but I think that's a major judgment call on your part, though. A poor judgment call on your part. I mean, I wanted to eat.
Why would you put yourself in that situation?
I thought it would be a good movie, and it was.
I liked it. Now, do you typically go to movies by yourself?
Oh, no. I see one movie a year, and for some reason...
Well, that's right. You had said that. You said that. I remember that last time you called, and you said you see one movie a year, and you usually read the book completely before you see it. Was there a book to go along with this movie?
Not really. There was a book made a couple of years ago, saying about 15 letters that they pulled out, but it wasn't really based on this. But no, I wanted to see this for some reason, and I knew I'd have to see it alone because everyone else I knew was going to see Iron Man 2 because that was the same opening weekend.
Well, yeah, of course. I'm surprised you didn't see Iron Man 2. You actually chose this movie. You were more excited for this movie than Iron Man 2.
No, actually, I saw that Friday, and then I got a preview ticket for this.
What the fuck? You're a liar. You said
Gambit,
one movie
Gambit,
a year.
Gambit, what about the eating? You have any problem eating by yourself?
No, not at all. I'll do that. That's not a problem.
I don't know. I never had a problem with it until then. I realized that these kids were doing what I used to do to creepy old people that ate by themselves. I would look at the person eating by themselves, not realizing that they're probably having a miserable day, laugh, and make jokes at their expense. And now the shoe is on the other foot. And I'm starting to realize.
You bring a book, and no one's the wiser. Who cares?
Who's going to read in this day and age?
A lot of times you'll see like women in their 60s going to lunch by themselves, and they'll bring a book, and they sit there with their face buried in the book.
Well, when I was in college, I would definitely do that so that people wouldn't try to chum up to you and sit at your fucking table and talk about console games and whatever fucking shit. There was this one guy who looked like a fucking caveman who just wanted to talk about console games to anybody, and whenever you would see him come by, you would spread everything you had in your possessions out to cover every little fucking square inch of the table just so he wouldn't sit by you. You put your jacket on the opposite chair, a fucking comp sci book on the other one. You spread out newspaper like you're getting a hamster. And then fucking eat on top of that when he comes by. And, someone's sitting here. Or you keep your nose to the book and then they ignore you.
Oh, yeah. You go through as fast as you can and you get out of there.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, let's not be stupid here. You did swipe a card to get in there to eat all you can. You gorge yourself, and then you leave.
It's my $12. I'm going to use it all.
And if you're on Livingston campus in Rutgers, you go to Tillett Hall and watch hip-hop videos on the big screen TV and try to be down. Well, anyway, Gambit, that is pretty embarrassing seeing Letters to Juliet by yourself on Mother's Day.
You have a good night.
Thank you for
making me
feel better. That's Gambit. Right. He's our buddy. He is our buddy. Ed is gone, right? Yeah, okay. How about that, Frank? You eat alone most meals, I would say, right?
No. I mean, if I have no problem going out and to a diner or anything by myself, but lately I've been just it's easier just to do the drive through.
Yeah. So you mentioned the Sopranos finale. And how it's not relevant, and it wouldn't be at first blush, but a major, major show ended this past week, Frank, or actually this Sunday. I'm talking, of course, about Celebrity Apprentice, of which you were a big fan.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of both Sopranos.
Both what?
Sopranos. I like the
Sopranos?
I thought you were talking about The Sopranos, and I got mixed up, and I put Sopranos.
Did you just create a hybrid show of The Sopranos and The Apprentice?
Maybe I did.
Who would win?
Who would win?
Yeah.
I don't know. Bobby Bacalock.
Bobby who? Jesus, you are a fucking marble mouth.
I wasn't a loyal, listen, let's get down to brass tacks. The fact
that came at me with a fucking chainsaw.
Listen
to
me.
Go ahead.
The Apprentice finale, and listen, this was a nail biter. You know, poor Bret Michaels, or I like to call Bret Michaels Saycheck. I think that's his real last name.
Why is it that you do that? Why do you always do that?
Do what, my friend?
You're no more knowledgeable than anybody with access to Wikipedia. It doesn't prove you to be intelligent, wise, or insightful.
You know why? Because it gives me some gratification that there's super rich, famous people out there who have. Their real names are just like common last names are embarrassing. Like Tom Cruise's real last name is Maypother, okay? And when you think of Maypother, you think of like a pockmarker or a pimple or something. So this rich and famous guy has his real surname is very common. It's not a rich sounding. It's not elite. His real last name is not elite sounding. You know, what I'm saying.
There's some
consolation in that.
And Bret Michaels is a fucking exotic name. Michaels.
Well, Michaels. You know, it's a very American name, Bret Michaels, as opposed to Bret Michaels Saycheck or whatever the hell it is, or Sidecheck or whatever the hell it is.
He could have fucking hosted the Wheel of Fortune, for Christ's sakes.
But do you understand my point when I say that? That the celebrities, their real names, they were embarrassed of their real last name, so they changed it. But then,
does that upset you? I mean, have you ever considered getting a stage name, Germ Freak?
No, I want you to see my point first.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, do you see my point? In other words,
hold on. You said I want you to see my point first. I say okay, and you say, do you see my point? What your point is that they had fucking weird names, so they change it because they're embarrassed.
They had their real surnames were embarrassing to them, I guess.
It's a fucking snooze, Frank. It's a fucking snooze. Move on. Celebrity Apprentice, Psycheck, whatever the fuck his name is. Go ahead.
You know, this is a real nail biter because this guy was on death's door. He had a blown out cranium and he had a hole in his heart.
Jesus.
And, you know, we weren't going to know if it was going to come back. You know, it was the finale episode with the 21 Jump Street superstar, Holly Pete. And
hang with Mr. Cooper. Don't forget that.
Hang with Mr. Cooper, yeah.
And don't forget the fact that she married
I believe, and Rodney Pete.
Rodney Pete from the Lions. That's her last starring role. Fucking him.
Right.
Yeah.
And you also have claimed the fame because her father was the original Gordon on Sesame Street.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Nor did I give a fuck.
Okay. Now, but it's a little bit of a bittersweet victory because I don't know if he won because it was a sympathy vote or because if he won on his merits. That's the only problem I have.
You don't think that they got it to the point? Like, aren't the episodes all pre-recorded except for the last
one? Not the last episode.
So it was all worked out long before he had...
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at
but
all.
The, but
all.
The very last
it's
vote...
It's all up to Mr. Trump.
And the very last vote, him being in the finals, was cast because people thought he was going to die.
No. I just don't know if it was a sympathy vote, if it was a vote that, you know.
I mean, ultimately, it doesn't fucking matter either way, right?
It doesn't because, you know why it really doesn't matter?
Poison's not going to go and play stadiums tomorrow.
The winner gets $250,000 for their favorite charity. And yeah. I love the term favorite charity. It was the superstar is playing for his favorite charity. Oh, I have a favorite charity. This is my favorite. It's like chocolate ice cream. It's my favorite.
Why are you?
What is his favorite charity? Why they say he's playing for his favorite charity? You know what? I have a favorite charity and I have a charity that's not so favorite. I'm lukewarm about it. So I have a lukewarm charity and a favorite charity. What the fuck is that all about? A charity is a charity is a charity. Whether you're favorite or not, it's a charity.
Well, what if someone enjoys the cancer charity, but they're personally affected by diabetes, as Bret Michaels was? So that means a little bit more to him. Wouldn't that be his favorite charity? What if there was a brain hemorrhage charity? Mm-hmm. He would have to make the decision, right?
I know, but when you use the term
and that would become his favorite charity.
It becomes disgenuine.
Disgenuine.
You're right.
Yeah. You know what? I think my favorite charity is the bald money for the bald fuckface illiterate cocksucker foundation. All right, why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show. You know what, Frank? The reason we were late is because I was trying to put a promo together, and I almost didn't fucking play it. I can't fucking believe this shit, that I almost didn't fucking play it. But anyway, it's the DJ New Style Show. HearUsTalk.com. Frank, the thing you want... Is it with the... Huh?
It's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you didn't have to be so fucking crazy about it.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show. Hear Us Talk's Tuesday Night Miracle. Did you know that there are many other things you could listen to on HearUsTalk.com? For example, The Awful Hour, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m., starring Veal Chop and Tony.
You think when you do this, you think it's going to make you feel better about yourself? Is this why you're doing it?
That's the goal. That's the whole goal of this thing, okay. Is to do something that makes me feel better. You know, like going to see Cop Out with you, walking out of that theater, like I don't really feel better about myself. I more feel like I could have done something with this 2 hours.
Now, what if you're there?
I am still going to see the shitty movies every Sunday, though, just because I enjoy going to the theater. But maybe if I can pepper in a couple hours of community service, it'll make me feel better about myself.
Yeah.
It's kind of a selfish thing, though, don't you think, that I'm doing this just to help me? But
it's a selfish thing for a good cause.
Exactly. You know? Fucking nailed it. That's the first smart thing you said all night that make me actually not want to hit delete on this whole fucking show.
And Thursday night, starting at 8 p.m., it's Staten Island's own Best in Show Radio.
I don't understand. It's saying don't mix the vegetables with the other fruits, with the berries in the smoothie.
Wait, time out. Is this for the patrons, or is this something behind the counter?
For the patrons, because you have a choice of what to put in the smoothie, and they're recommending you don't mix any fruit besides apple with vegetables. When I used to make those shakes with anything besides apples, those green shakes, I used to get bad stomach pains, and I think maybe that's the reason I didn't believe that was true. But
I'm a human being, believe it or not, but I'm a human being. But I drink these smoothies with vegetables and all different kind of fruits every effing day of my life. Screw you, stupid deli. I'll go there and smash their faces with 100 bricks.
Rounding out the week on Friday nights, 9:30 to 12:30 a.m. Eastern Time, it's The What Show.
I was like, maybe you should have made arrangements with my drunk husband at 4 o'clock
he
in the morning.
He was fucking loaded.
Maybe that's not a good idea. Well, he was loaded enough.
Well, he's the one that drove here.
Because he goes, so what happened? We talked like 20 minutes ago. And I go, well, about 20 minutes ago. 20 minutes. It was. It was 5 in the morning. Because I remember at 5 in the morning, you came up to bed.
I didn't believe he was going
to
come.
And apparently, Pat made these arrangements, then came upstairs and went right to sleep. Like, didn't even wait 2 minutes. So then I poked Pat twice, and I'm like, he's not getting up. So Michael's like, well, to not make this a bad, like, a
wait, waste. Wait, he just walked in the house? No one was up?
No, it's 5 minutes. I sleep. I don't do the
post. So your door was open, a man came into your home and fell asleep on your couch.
And stared at her child.
Granted a friend, but
stared at her child in the shower.
Be sure to tune into everything that we have on HeroesTalk.com. You will not be disappointed. And if you are, we will not want to hear from you. HearUsTalk.com, entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet.
The DJ New Style Show.
Yeah, yo, what's up? It's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond. You listening to the DJ New Style Show, you know what I mean?
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Heroes Talk, that's HeroesTalk.com. As you heard in the fine promo that I threw together half-assedly? I don't know. There's a lot of shit to listen to. The Awful Hour, Best in Show, The What Show, and Hate Us Talk on Mondays. I can't believe in my scramble I forgot to mention them. Frank, thank you for hawking and doing all that shit into a microphone so that I could hear it. That's what I like to call conferencing, sharing, speaking. And when I think about these things, Frank, when I talk about it, I mean ICU2. Do you know what ICU2 is, Frank?
ICU2 is award-winning software.
Of course. ICU2 is the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for internet communication. Okay? The people have spoken last year that they really love the shit out of ICU2. And you can, too, if you go to ICU2.com. ICU2.com. Go there and download the software. It's free to try. Check it out, Frank. It is the greatest ever, when it comes to video chat software. Now, why is that, Frank? You might ask me why. Go ahead and ask me why.
Why?
Because they don't cripple your user experience. You have your other programs there, your blank talks, and your blank messengers, and your blanky chats. All those people
right.
cripple your user
right.
experience, limiting the number of videos that you can see at one time, limiting the number of times you can communicate with people, add friends, and throwing ads in your face. ICU2 says, hey, fuck all that shit. I'll just focus on putting out a good product, and the people can try it, and they'll probably like it. They'll go to ICU2.com. And they'll be hooked up with, as you said before, 2009's People's Choice Award winner for internet communication. Frank, what's that website again?
It's ICU2.com. Or, and a lot of people don't know this, you don't have to put ICU2.com. You could put the Roman numeral. You could put
ICUII.com. Fucking advanced. It's fucking advanced. Okay? And you go there and you try it out and you let them know that you heard about it on Hear Us Talk. Just say that. The people will love you. Thank you.
Give the people what they want.
That's right. You. That's what they want. You. On a camera. Discussing things with people face to face from any place, Frank. I don't know. What were we talking about, Frank? Where were we? We were going through a little bit of a discussion of Celebrity Apprentice or whatever, and we started off on your Twitter and your random fucking
bullshit thoughts. I just want to mention something very quickly.
By all means, Frank.
This is a little pet peeve of mine.
A pet what?
It's a peeve of mine.
Piv.
A pet peeve of mine. When I'm at a – and I actually tweeted about this, I believe.
Oh. Twitter.com/TheGermFreak?
That's right.
Okay. Well, very good.
I prefer not to turn on red. How do you feel about that, my friend?
I feel you should have probably been talking about this a little earlier, but you don't like to turn on red. So you're at a light, probably tweeting. You're in the right lane. You probably have a signal on. You should be turning because you can turn on red, but you
prefer the option to turn on red.
You should be turning.
Okay. Let me tell you something. Driving is very stressful for me. A red light to me is a time to is a pit stop for a driver. It's time for the driver to recuperate, to catch his breath,
recuperate,
to get coordinated. And a red. I enjoy red. See, now a lot of people don't realize it, but I enjoy red lights because it gives me a time to breathe. To do some exercises a little bit.
What exercises are you doing in a red light?
Well, you know, like breathing exercise, things of that nature.
Like Lamaze?
Whatever. So I don't like to turn on.
Okay, this is green. Yeah.
I want the traffic light to do the work for me. Let me tell you something.
You need directions from a machine.
Listen to me. I don't want to have. Already. May I please finish?
Yes.
Thank you. I don't want to have to when I'm driving, it's stressful enough. I don't want to have to work at it. I prefer the red or green light and the yellow light do the job for me.
So when you're driving,
when I'm in a red light and I'm in a turning lane and I have the option to turn on red, I choose not to because by me doing so, I have to now see if any cars are coming and risk my life. Whereas if I just wait for the light to turn green, there's a sure bet that I can pretty much go.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? I understand. But what if someone comes behind you and starts flashing the lights or beeping?
They've done it before, my friend. But what I'm saying is as follows. You don't have to turn on red.
Do you bend to their will?
What do you mean by that?
When they get behind you while you're doing your fucking... As Pat Fomenaki said, your Kegel exercises. As you're flexing your nuts in a stopped car.
Not only do I not concede.
Do you see them?
I don't even look in the rearview mirror because if I look in the rearview mirror, it's showing them that I'm a little scared.
So if you give them eye contact, you're giving fear. You're showing fear.
Right. You're showing that you're frightened or scared.
How about you just fucking turn?
I'm not going to turn because there could be cars coming, and I'm not going to stress out to see cars.
Look to see if there's a car, and then turn. How else do you make turns?
You know, sometimes I see buses and other type of delivery vehicles where it says this vehicle does not turn on red, and I'm looking for a bumper sticker that has that on it.
You can make one, and you probably should, but Frank, it's a magic word you just said, bus. You want people to do everything for you? Take a fucking bus. Wherever you go.
It's kind of nasty.
Take a fucking bus. You know...
I don't know how.
You don't know how?
I don't know how to take a bus.
You've never been on a bus?
You're aware I don't know how to utilize public transportation. You're aware of that. Remember the times we went to New York City, you'd always have to get my tickets from me? You know this. Come on now.
Yeah,
don't be...
that's right. I also had to remember your permission slip and your Apple and your fucking name tag. Because whenever we go anywhere, I have to be the goddamn fucking room mother. I have to fucking watch over you and make sure you don't fall into a fucking sewer because you're hapless. It's irritating, Frank.
You know what I said to Donna?
What did you say?
I said to Donna, and did you
let me guess? You told her I finally realized that I am no good for you.
No. What happens is every week or so, Donna will you know, we'll put money in my wallet so I can have it for the week. This because you know I don't know how to use an ATM machine.
Oh, so she does your banking. Well, in addition
so what
to
I said
else.
To her, she puts every week she'll put us, you know, she'll put money in there. I mean, she for whatever, you know. And last week she forgot to put money in, so I called her up at work. I said, "You forgot to replenish my wallet," and she took offense to that. She goes, "You know, I'm not your mother here."
Oh, she actually said that? I'm not your mother?
Yes.
Has she ever said that to you before? Is that
of course?
Oh, she says it frequently now?
Of course!
Because she
says your mom doesn't live here.
Wow. You really do want her to be like your mom.
No, I don't.
In your ideal world, you would have a woman that does everything your mom did.
I am helpless with
and that. Wasn't related to you, so you could have sex with her. That's what you would want.
I will be the first to admit that
you want an unrelated mother, so you, for a wife. That's what you really want.
I am totally helpless without her. I can do nothing without her. So that's why I. What are you drinking, Schlitz?
Oh, I didn't know you were watching me.
You're drinking generic.
I got
embarrassing.
This. I got this.
You're drinking fucking ShopRite soda.
I got this from the Experience. The Experience where you worked at the Experience.
You know, I used to work at ShopRite. The Experience from 1986 to 1982. ShopRite. The Experience on Oak Tree Road in Edison.
That's right. What is it now? It's probably a fucking Jack Shack.
It's a Pathmark, I think.
Oh, how good! You ran into the fucking ground. Yeah, it's a generic. It's a generic ginger ale.
That's awful. That's generics. You know, you can pass with generic pretzels, but generic soda just is not where it's at, my friend.
You don't even drink real soda. You drink poison. You drink diet sodas.
My friend.
What?
Traparaca.
What the fuck is Traparaca?
Traparaca is the award-winning Snapple that Bret Michaels created in order to win The Apprentice. It's called Traparaca.
You don't actually have it.
I don't have it at the moment.
So don't say you drink it. It happened a fucking week ago.
I drank it today.
Traparaca. You're such a mark for Bret Michaels for some reason. What happened to Bon Jovi? You used to love Bon Jovi. Now it's all about Bret Michaels. The guy gets a fucking hole in his brain. Now he's your number one fucking idol.
He's not my one idol.
What?
I just...
You're talking exactly as though you were him.
My wife is taking a
seconds
liking
after the hemorrhage.
My wife,
my
wife is taking a liking to Bret Michaels.
Hmm?
My wife is taking a liking to Bret Michaels.
She thinks he's a handsome man?
I don't know. I didn't discuss that with him. But,
Frank,
but
are you now considering getting European hair extensions and a bandana?
That's what he
Frank,
said.
If you, I'm telling you right now, if you fucking ever get hair extensions, I would pay $100 just to see you wear them for a fucking month.
Yeah, he said I spend Europeans good money on hair extensions, but you know whatever. Listen, I'm not gonna sit here and argue with the guy. The guy's got you know.
Who even said you were arguing with him?
Oh, I apologize.
I said you were a fan of his. It seems like you're buying his fucking Snapple brand. Your wife wants to bone him. You're humming "Every Rose Has Its Thorn" on fucking breaks. Don't think I didn't hear it. You were, Frank. You're all of a sudden the biggest fan of him.
Unskinny Bop.
Nothing more to say.
It's me away.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, what's your name?
Easy.
That's not any kind of name.
It's easy to remember.
But what's your real name?
I don't like my real name.
What's your real name?
Iris.
What's wrong with that? That's a nice name.
That's what you think.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't you remember me? Remember when you got into the taxi? It was a checker taxi you got in, and that guy Matthew came by and said he wanted to take you away. He pulled you away.
I don't remember.
You don't remember any of that?
No.
I'll get you out of here.
We better make it or Sport will get mad. How do you want to make it?
I don't want to make it. Who's Sport?
It's Matthew. I call him Sport. Do you want to make it like this?
Listen, can't you understand something? You're the one who came into my cab. You wanted to get out of here.
I must have been stoned.
What do you mean? They drug you?
Come off it, man.
What are you doing?
Don't you want to make it?
No, I don't want to make it. I want to help you. I can help you.
Damn, man. God damn it. Shit, man, what the hell's the matter with you?
You don't have to make it. God damn it, don't you want to get out of here? Can't you understand why I came here?
I think I understand. I tried to get in your cab one night, and now you want to take me away. Is that it?
Don't you want to go?
I can leave anytime I want.
Then what about that one night?
I was fucking stoned. That's why they stopped me. When I'm not stoned, I got no place else to go. So they just protect me from myself. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, I tried.
Look, I understand, and it means a real something, really. Look, can I see you again?
It's not hard to do.
I don't mean like that. I mean, you know, regularly. This is nothing for a person to do.
All right.
How about breakfast tomorrow?
Tomorrow when? I get up about, well, you know, I got a thing. I got a thing.
Come on. Do you want to or not?
Okay. All right.
See you tomorrow. Oh, Iris, my name is Travis.
Make sure you take your dick out, Travis, so we can make it. Thanks a lot, Travis. Thanks a lot, Travis.
So long, Iris. See you tomorrow.
End scene. What happened now, there at the end? I don't understand.
You improvised, which I don't like improvisation.
Hey, what's the matter? Don't you want to make it, Frank? Don't you want to make
now,
it with
I
me?
Want people, let's see who's the first person who can come up with the name of the movie.
People typed it as soon as we started doing it. Do you understand? It's not like it's some indie film that four people have seen.
You never saw the film.
You're right. I haven't. And I expertly delivered those lines. Hey, Frank, what's the matter? Don't you want to make it with me? Take off your fucking pants and let's make it here. Perfect. I would have been cast. I would have gotten the part. Take off your pants and let's make it. No, I don't want to make it with you. You were good too, Frank. It was a great scene. But I think I see Earth Dog here types taxi driver. Barb typed taxi driver. A lot of people got it. A lot of people did. Jimmy J.J. Walker, Ed McGrath, everybody did. People are clapping and applauding. What's the matter, Frank? Frank?
Yes?
What's the matter?
Nothing. Why?
You're irritated that I ad-libbed.
I will not be picking any more movie scenes ever.
Oh, come on, Frank. No. I had to add my flavor to this. I had to add a little spice. A little spiciness to it, copyright.
But by you ad-libbing, what you're doing is you're saying that the writer of this movie was not good enough.
That's right. Not good enough. Got to do a little bit of a better job. Also, how about by me being a male, I'm not really doing his fucking work justice since he had cast a female for the part. Do you understand, Frank? It's not as though we're fucking reproducing the entire movie. We're reliving or reimagining.
It's called a reenactment, my friend.
We're reimagining a scene. You know what? People like my improvisational flair, as Earth Dog has said. People enjoy it, Frank. What about the Rocky line? Let me come on you mohawk. That was classic. But no, it's got to be by the book with you. By the script. Line by line, word for word.
I painstakingly transcribed the script, and then you shit on it.
I didn't shit on it. I added something a little extra. She really wanted to make it in that scene. She needed the money.
Why, did she fall down the hill?
I don't appreciate your vague references to Andrew Dice Clay's material. So are you okay? Are we buddies again, Frank? Are we friends again, Frank? No, not really. But maybe we can become friends by sharing some common ground. You have a couple of dogs. Is that correct, Frank?
I have two dogs.
You're not down to one yet?
Wow. You know what? Oh, guess what happened? Remember a couple months ago, the landscapers left the gate open and my dogs I told them that my dogs ran away and got killed?
Yes.
Okay. Which really didn't happen. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, the sprinkler guy came last week and the guy left the gate open and Marvin literally, legitimately escaped, and he was roaming our street without us even knowing it.
So now you cried wolf.
I cried wolf.
You're the bald fuck who cried Maltese, and your dog is roaming the fucking streets.
Right.
Because the sprinkler guy
right.
left the fucking gate open.
And what happened is these neighborhood boys came and said, your dog is loose, and that's how we found it. So I called the guy up, and I left a message. I says, please call me back. You left the gate open. You know, I need to speak with you immediately. My dog cannot be found. And then he called my wife the next day, very apologetic. And my wife just said the dog was found because she felt bad for the guy because he was more than apologetic. So,
well, I mean, you did this originally to maybe get a free collection of lawn cuts, which you were awarded.
The guy I was awarded.
Yeah,
but it what happened is my dog really didn't get the first time. He really didn't escape.
Yeah, we know that because you're a heartless. Like you use your dogs as a fucking pawn for getting free shit. Like just a couple weeks ago,
are you talking about Ken's Kennels?
Yes, you made me pose Ken's Kennels. No, you're gonna need the physical tags for rabies. Again, Frank, that was pure improv acting on the phone, but it's not good enough for your movie scene. Anyway, you told me to pretend to be the sole proprietor of a kennel wherever you were going on vacation, so that you could try to get free grooming from fucking Petco wherever you go.
And, I didn't name the establishment.
No, fuck them. Doesn't matter. And it could be PetSmart, for all you know. And it probably isn't. It's actually
Pet
Petco.
Depot.
No, there isn't. Forget Pet Depot next to whatever that Blitzburger shithole. Anyway, listen. What I'm saying is you use your dogs as pawns in a chess game to get you free shit that you should have just paid for anyway. Lawn cuts and fucking dog maintenance. And now it really happens that you lose your dogs, and you pussy out. You didn't put your foot down and go and get more free whatever. What does the sprinkler guy do? Does he just test the sprinkler?
Oh, he fucking turns the goddamn thing on.
That's it. How much do you
all
pay?
I know is he comes to my house and says, where's your water meter? That's all I know.
So he just literally turns them on to make sure they're
turns
working.
Turns it on!
Has he ever had to do anything? Have they
no,
ever...
he turns it on, and maybe he'll move some of the grass away from where the sprinklers pop out. Fucking waste of money.
How much do you pay for this guy?
I don't even fucking know. It makes me... I don't even know why we even do it. We get so much fucking rain, we don't need fucking sprinklers.
And you have fucking crabgrass. I've never seen so much crabgrass in my fucking life.
It's all fucking mud in my backyard. I don't know why we fucking bother with it.
It so literally looks like... It looks exactly like a fucking motorcycle course... Just a little bit of grass everywhere and then fucking dirt and bumps and dog shit. You have the worst yard of anybody who ever pays for somebody to check sprinklers. You need to just fucking fire the guy. Just call him back and say, on second thought, you know, I'm really hurt over you almost losing my dog. I don't think we're going to need your services anymore. And then maybe he'll say, listen, I'll give you a discount, blah, blah, blah. And then you don't have to pay as much for him to do nothing, to kick a few blades of grass out of the way of a fucking hose. And how embarrassing is it, Frank, that you can't do that? You can't turn a knob? You can't move grass?
Well, they what happened is the sprinklers are winterized during the winter season, and they unwinterize, whatever the fuck that means.
They turn the water on. They turn the fucking water on. That's what it is. To winterize it, they make sure all the water's out of the hoses. Okay?
That's all it is?
And then they turn the water off.
I thought they put some kind of chemicals in there.
No. Why would they need the chemicals for? You put chemicals
into... Make sure the pipes don't get frozen.
Yeah, well, you know, you do the same thing you do with your garden hose. You fucking run the goddamn thing until it's dry, and then you turn the water off. And that's it. There's nothing to it, Frank. You're getting fucked over again and again. And I guarantee you have, for some reason, since you decided to do nothing, no maintenance, nothing, you've learned nothing in your life, that you probably have, I would say, five more people that you have under contract to do some menial service. Do you have a bread slicer? a switch flipper? You do in the sprinkler guy. He's basically a switch flipper for you. What else do you pay for that you refuse to do? What are some of the things, Frank? You don't mow your own lawn.
Well, we know I have problems with lawnmowers.
You do. You have 17 fucking lawnmowers clogging up half of your garage, which again is another issue in itself. And you can go to DJNewStyleShow.com, subscribe, listen to the older episodes, and hear all about that. But I'm really curious, is there anything here, Frank, that you really should be doing for yourself that you've just decided to not do because you don't want to learn it or you have problems with it?
Are you leading me to somewhere?
No. I'm really just curious as to why you're so useless. Do you have somebody come over to pick up your dog shit?
No.
Do you know
that
businesses like that exist?
Yeah, they absolutely exist. They absolutely do exist.
I'm actually stunned that you don't have one. Did you just give up and surrender the backyard to dog shit?
Essentially. Well, the one section. What happens is our dogs are getting very old, and they have a lot of accidents in the house. And Marvin lately has had bloody diarrhea.
Jeez.
And so he's
had
been going
bloody diarrhea.
Yes. And it looks like there's chunks of tomato in there too.
Oh god damn. So he has all this terrible, terrible fucking diarrhea.
Right. So they don't even shit outside anymore. So they're all doing this shit in the fucking house.
Jesus Christ.
It's goddamn shame is what it is.
It is a goddamn shame. Goddamn shame indeed, Frank.
Poor bastard.
He's a poor bastard. He's got a bad case of diarrhea, Frank.
Let me. Can we be serious for a minute? Can we get serious
diarrhea.
For a minute?
No, we have to listen
I
to something.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Song dedicated to Marvin. Frank.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I found this. Someone posted this on the. The Hear Us Talk forum, hearustalk.com/forum. It's Japanese ladies in 80s workout bikinis. It's basically Kiki Tiada and two cousins doing... basically doing calisthenics and singing gloriously about their bad case of diarrhea. So you have a bad case of diarrhea coming out of your dog and a yard full of shit, correct?
Yeah.
I just did the poop patrol shit, the scan the yard for all the shit. I found 17 shits. I hadn't done it in a while. I fell off. I have to now make sure that whenever I take him out, I'm going to pick up Teddy's shit and put it in a bag and throw it out. I'm going to do it every time because... There's the sneaky ones that they go under the grass or a rock or something and they're turned into the black hard disc. And also, because we've encountered a new problem with leaving Teddy's shit outside. Two problems, actually. My mom watches my nephew, my sister's son, and sometimes he'll be playing in the yard and he'll get a glimpse of a particularly cylindrical piece of Teddy's shit. And he'll go and grab it, and he'll hold it like a fucking, like a wand, and like he's conducting some kind of a fucking shit orchestra, and just wave it all over the fucking place, much to the horror of my sister and my mother. That's one problem. The other problem, Frank, happened last week when I let Teddy out. I let him out as part of my morning ritual. If I don't walk him, I just let him run around the yard, get showered, you know, put on my clothes for work and all that, and bring him back in. Well, I brought him back in, and he looked like a toddler who has just eaten his first piece of cake. He had chocolate shit, wet, mucousy shit all over his snout and beard, ears and paws and chest, and I was already late. I should have already left. Teddy has now gotten it into his dog head that shit is delicious. And I think I'm in trouble. Your dogs have been eating their own shit for, what, years now?
Yeah, it's called coprophobia or something.
Oh, it's really good of you to offer information and then fuck it up twice, ultimately leaving me with no information. Coprophobia, cagababia, one of those. Something like that.
It's called coprophagia or coprophagia.
Coprophilia.
No, it's called coprophagia.
Coprophagio. Fajou. So,
coprophagio.
Whatever it's called, I'm not a goddamn vet. I can tell that my dog has a brown snout and stinks of his own shit. Because
it's really vile. It's vile.
It's fucking disgusting.
And you actually get disgusted with the dog themselves. You're like, how could you do this to yourself? You know,
and you know what? He couldn't.
Were you an animal?
I've never seen this dog smile bigger than when he had a shit mask. He, as though he went to some kind of a spa where the mud mask was made out of his own shit. So he's eating his own shit. I guess I looked it up. I didn't find the formal name of the disorder or syndrome, which is what you seem to do. You get some kind of behavior, and now you have to have some kind of long name to apply to it so you can give excuses for why you act that way. I didn't look for the name. I looked for the why and the how to stop it. How you stop it is you feed him something that makes his shit taste terrible.
Right, right.
I don't know what. They sell pills, whatever. But the reason he's doing it is because apparently he's not getting some mineral or whatever. Some nutrient is not being met in his fucking diet that is apparently resident in his shit, which is from his diet. So I don't really understand that whole thing. So I tried to give him different food. I gave him more wet food. And Frank, today he did not eat his shit. But the past fucking 3-4 days, I've had to stay here later and later combing shit out of his fucking beard and wiping him down. I have 3 dog towels waiting to be washed that are shitty and muddy, and you know, because I'm doing the show and I'm busy, I'm gonna have to do it when the show's over. I'm gonna do dog fucking laundry after the show to get shit off of dog towels. It's a fucking nightmare. And your dogs still do it? They just love it? Is that what it is?
Yeah. What happens is sometimes I think they do it, like, when I go to the bathroom inside, sometimes I think they do it to hide the evidence. They'll take a chunk. They never usually eat the whole thing. They just like to take a nibble or a taste of it. Because you always see, like, a little piece nibbled off the end.
Well, I mean, I've seen Teddy sniff it, and I always assumed that was to see if he was not well. Like, oh, he's actually smart enough to determine when he's sick. He's sniffing his feces. This is a defense mechanism. But really, he's just seeing if today's batch is fucking fresh or tasty. But your dog just takes a little taste, and you think it's because they're trying to, you know, hide the fact that they've done it in the house.
I think maybe. And when I used to like take paper towel and soak it in Palmolive soap and just shove it in their mouth when they would do that, and just take their muzzle and squeeze it down real hard.
And did that work?
Well, no, because they still do it.
Yeah, because you put a terrible taste in their mouth that they washed out with delicious shit. Just glorious, magnificent, fresh, warm
shit. Glorious shit.
Yes. So, he hasn't done it today. I'm hoping that he doesn't do it anymore. Maybe it was just some fad that he got into. He picked it up at the dog park. Some fucking poorly trained dogs just chewing on shit, and he thought it was a good idea. I don't know. I really don't fucking know. And another thing that fucking irritates me, Frank, disgusting-wise, I've never dealt with a clogged drain before, but I've shaved my beard for, like, the first time in, like, 2 or 3 months.
You shaved your what?
My beard.
That's what you call it?
Yeah.
I thought it was dirt.
You thought it was dirt?
I thought you had dirt on your face.
Because I thought you had Easter cellophane on your fucking head. You shiny-headed, bald fucking asshole.
I swear to God, I thought it was... You know what I thought it was? I thought you know, like a Halloween costume, somebody plays a hobo, they'll take, cork and light it up and make, like, a little... I thought you had fucking cork ashes on your fucking face this whole time. I didn't even know you actually had a fucking hair.
Cork ashes. That's very, very fucking interesting from the guy who looks like the mask used by the Joker's henchman. You bald fucking miserable shit.
Why do you... Listen to me, okay? You know, I've said this before. But why do you – listen, you were not meant to have a beard because you have the kind of beard a 14-year-old boy has. It's sparsely populated and it's not very flattering. Get rid of the beard. What are you trying to hide? Are you trying to hide something underneath your – with a beard?
No. I just I enjoy –
You think it makes you look more like a man?
I enjoy not having to shave every day, to be perfectly honest.
You're not a fan of shaving?
I hate it. I can't stand it.
At what age did you start to have that quote-unquote beard full-time?
And you know what? I'm hurt that you call it a quote-unquote beard. And it's especially hurtful coming from someone who has a quote-unquote hairline. You fucking bald asshole.
Listen to me.
Minoxidil failed you. The fake hair failed you. There was no solution for your shame.
At what point did you have that cork ash on your face full-time?
2005.
So before that,
and I was very diligent. I would keep it short, but then I realized I'm fucking shaving just as I would before, so I just let it grow out. I blow it out, let it fucking go. And Oh, man. I'm sorry. I can't help it. It smells of chili.
How did you shave?
It smells of chili.
I shaved my pubes this weekend.
No, you didn't. Frank, do you understand how latently homosexual you are? The fact that you make such a big fuss of seeing a dick in a hetero porn and then casually drop references to you shaving your pubic hair to another guy and other men listening to this?
I was talking about hair. I wasn't talking
how
about
how did you pubes. Shave your beard? Because I shaved my pubes last weekend.
I wasn't talking about my ding-dong. I was just talking about hair.
You know, nobody calls their beard their pubes. Although it is probably pubic hair because it's, you know, you get it after puberty. I mean, I don't know. But typically, when people say pubes...
Is that why they call it pubic hair? Because you get it after puberty?
Are you a fucking retard?
I am...
You're 40 goddamn years old.
Are you serious?
There are 9 years old who fucking have a concrete grip on this.
You Christ, fuck. I never knew that. They call it pubic hair because you get it after... I never put that together. I never put that together.
Are you a... You're a fucking imbecile. Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Of course! Holy shit, you are dumb. You are fucking dumb. You didn't realize that was why they called it pubic hair.
I didn't know.
Well, because you were Italian and you were born with a full set. You fucking shaved ape. Jesus Christ. Italian fetuses have every hair they'll ever have for their
whole
life.
That's not true. You know, people say that Italians are hairy. That's not true. Some Italians are hairy and some are not hairy.
Okay, Frank. Any other race. Frank, why don't you take a picture of your back hair and show everybody?
I choose not to.
Oh, you choose not to. Why? Why? Because it's as thick as your hair used to be before you fucking thinned out? Your hairline is now on your shoulder blades. Your fucking hairline migrated below your shoulders. You have the ultimate in receding hairline that one day it'll be a full head of hair in your anus crack.
You said one time that my head, you could see the line on my head, like the line of the hair or something.
Yeah, it looks like on the cartoon of Mickey Mouse, that one little fucking widow's peak swoop. You can see where the line was. And where the stubble still grows in, it's shaped like a fucking Easter basket. It has that one band of hair growth. Frank, why don't you just let it grow out so we can see how terrible you look? Just for like 2 weeks or something like that.
Nah, it's not worth it. Because then by the time when I shave it, it just takes forever and I cut myself, so.
Well, what if we compensate you? We'll give you
no,
a couple
I'm not
bucks.
Doing it. I'm not doing
oh,
it.
Oh, go fuck off!
You know what? I'll make a bet with you, though, my friend. I will make a bet with you.
Okay, what's
if you
the bet?
Shave your beard, I will grow my hair.
But you won't do it. A bet with you is worthless. We've done this before. Do you remember? You remember a guy named Bunny Knuckles? I know it's hard to, because he's not around. But you did make a hair bet with him, and you lost, and you didn't pay up. And it's not the first one you welched on either. Yeah, that's right.
I'm so sexy.
Nash, you're a stealer. You're a stealer. It's mine. It's mine.
It's mine. It's mine. It's mine.
Frank, what's wrong with this picture was one of your tweets, and you linked it to a photograph of a spoon and a straw at what I can only assume is Rita's water ice.
I call it Italian ice, but whatever.
Sure. What's wrong with the picture? I don't understand. There's a spoon on the counter and a straw. Yes. And a cup of a large Misto. I'm guessing.
It's not that was not mine, by the way.
Sure,
that was my daughter's. Oh. But listen, what's wrong with that picture?
I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with it. Okay. What's wrong with it? Apparently, there's something wrong.
The placement of the spoon on the counter, the unwrapped spoon.
Get over it. Wow. Get the fuck over it. You're 40 years goddamn old. Do you understand? You're going to fucking worry about germs until the day you fucking die. As you draw in your last breath, all you're going to think is, oh, I didn't live that well. And then fucking collapse. All because there might be some piss on your fucking ice cream spoon.
Speaking of piss.
Oh, yes, that's right, Frank. Well, continue your point. I posted a little video.
Yeah, you know, and I felt very, you know what, you sent me this video. I felt very awkward.
The video is, I've been taking some video blogs of my house as we're improving it, painting it, and doing all this stuff.
And by the way, 6 months and counting.
Not yet.
It took this guy 6 months to put up a fucking chair rail.
It's actually, Frank, it's not even five yet. Thank you. I've been doing some video updates of what we have done and all that. And I've been getting a good response. And before this latest one, I had been getting some emails about, you know, you've been falling off with the updates. You haven't been putting them out as frequently. So I decided to show people why I hadn't been posting. I included a picture of what I'd been doing, Frank. And what is it that I'd been doing? I've just been pissing my entire fucking time away. That's
right.
What I've
and
been
what
doing.
You did was you recorded yourself peeing.
I did. And you know what? You want to hear it, Frank?
I don't want to hear it, but maybe
okay.
Oh,
I definitely won't. I definitely won't play it for you then, because I know you don't like hearing it. Is that okay? Because Frank, where do I always call you from? What? What's wrong?
You're gonna be 30 years old. People don't act like that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand. This is an impressive piss. And that first stream missed the bowl completely.
Now, is this your toilet bowl?
No, it is not. It's my employer's toilet bowl.
You should have said that, because it's a little disgusting looking.
Well, you know, it's an office bathroom. What do you want? What do you want? And Frank, the first blast missed the bowl entirely.
Did you wipe it off?
No. Why would I? It's not my bowl.
All right.
It's not my bowl. And Frank, we've discussed foamy piss before, and I did have a little foam going into this bowl. What would you rate my piss foam on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would say that's a 4.
A 4 out of 10. There's a decent amount of fucking foam there. How much foamier you're at a 10, you're saying?
I could be at, there's times where I'm at a 10.
What is a 10? On the piss foam scale,
look. You know what my foam? It looks like when you make fresh squeezed orange juice and you stir it up and you do a blender and you get nice foam.
That high, like 2 inches of foam,
with the cool, with very the, dense too.
With the tiny bubbles, so it looks like an Italian grandmother's fucking sink after washing the sauce pot.
Yes,
nothing but suds. Are you gonna record a piss video, Frank?
I will.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Future.
I didn't mean to keep you awake. Why are you sleepy? Are you sleepy, Frank? Is that why you're snoring?
You know, it's funny you mention that because on this, another thing I noticed, and this is
okay, good.
Talk about terrible segues, but I something I tweeted as well was I noticed that I point out to my kids when I'm driving them in the car, I point out all the dead animals and I get excited about it. I'm like, hey, look at the dead deer, look at the dead dog over there. I get excited about dead carcasses.
See,
on the
you
road.
See dead dogs? I don't think I've seen a dead dog.
I actually
in
saw
15
a dead
years.
Dog a couple days ago. I don't see it often either, but I saw.
Well,
a
I'm
dead
sorry
dog
to hear about
of-
Marvin, Frank. I'm sorry to hear about him. Oh, on the side of the road. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, and I don't know. I'm sorry.
And I feel compelled to, and I feel awkward. And you were saying that your girlfriend just says that they're sleeping or something.
She doesn't like to hear that see a dead animal. She doesn't like to realize that they're dead. So as we pass by, I like to point out the dead animals because she doesn't like them. And it gives me some joy to make her aware of something that she doesn't like. So I say, oh, look, Amanda, over there, there's a bag of dollar bills. Or, oh, someone just threw out a whole bag of Dunkin' Donuts. And she'll look, and there's a fucking deer on its back, just completely inflated with bacteria gas, legs pointing in opposite directions, ready to fucking burst. And I go, oh, that wasn't Dunkin' Donuts. That was a dead deer. And she would go, no, he's sleeping. He's just sleeping. Every dead animal is fucking sleeping until you see one that's just completely ripped open. You see nothing but red and the hint of fur to let you know that it's an animal. But you just love to shout this out to your kids. Do they get a good reaction out of it? Or?
Well, they're like, where? Let me see. And then I just realize it's a very macabre thing to point out.
It is, and you're getting them really excited for death. You're getting them psyched up for dead things. That's how fucking serial killers are made. And criminals. And perps. Which brings me to something that I really have to talk about. Our friend Keith Fu from the Heroes Talk forums. You're familiar with...
Who?
You're familiar with Keith Fu.
Oh, I call him Keith F.U.
Why do you call him Keith F.U.?
I got my reasons.
Oh, I see. Well, he posted something on the Heroes Talk forums today, which basically wasted about 2 hours of my time. You know what? Not wasted. Because a moment enjoyed is never wasted, Frank. Picktheperp.com. Picktheperp.com is a site that he posted. You're presented with five criminals and a crime, and you have to guess which one it was. Now, did you go to this site and check it out?
Yes.
You have no idea how much I'd love to fucking shove a goddamn nutcracker into your eye every time I fucking hear you yawn.
Well, if I had a cough switch, you wouldn't hear it.
If you had any sense in your fucking head, I wouldn't hear it. Do a goddamn jumping jack.
Now,
get the fucking blood moving in your fucking veins.
If you go on Pick the Perp now, do you see the same ones that I'm seeing?
No, they're random at all times. So, what I've taken away from this, Frank, is that all these pictures are actual mugshots from open databases. And what I discovered is sometimes a picture won't load right away, and the text replacement in the browser of the image placeholder is the person's fucking name. So now, not only are you seeing the five people that have done something wrong, or were accused of doing something wrong, you have their name.
Right.
You don't know what they did, because it's only one of them that did the thing. But this is pretty fucked up, and I love it. And what I'm noticing here is that there are certain crimes that are very easy to pick.
Yeah, and they're very obvious about it. I mean, like, if you say prostitution, it'll be like a sketchy looking whore.
Yeah,
and that's the one.
There is never a hot prostitute on this site. Another one, Frank, that I've discovered: contempt of court. I would never think that there'd be a stereotype for contempt of court, but for the hour or two that I've played this game, it's always the mousy looking, minivan driving, loudmouth mother, probably that shouted something out in a courtroom or threatened somebody and got in trouble. It's always some fucking secretary looking woman, and I just click on it with my 20% accuracy rate, and I wonder the backstory. How does this woman get in this database of criminals? And now everybody she ever knows could go to this site and potentially be served her image and see her. And it could say who was charged with attempted murder. And her picture is there. She didn't do it, but she's presented as a possible candidate.
Monique J. Garvin.
You see the names now?
Yes.
You see that?
I wonder if they're aware of this.
And then, like, the thing is, there are people that don't necessarily look like they've committed any terrible crimes. Like maybe a person who's pretty well dressed or whatever. But you have to remember, this is any offense. This is like an expired license. If you forget to renew your license, you get pulled over, you're in this fucking database.
Trespassing.
Burglary. Stalking. Obstructing or opposing an officer. You know, you have a certain guess when you see obstructing or opposing an officer. You would think, oh, this is probably some fucking drunken badass gonna be just squaring up with a cop, throwing fucking hands. It's usually a woman. Usually a woman who couldn't keep her fucking mouth shut and just accept the fact that something happened that the police don't like, and you should just shut the fuck up and not hit a cop. I don't know why, but more often than not, opposing an officer is a woman. The other one, Frank, my favorite on this, because it's the easiest, exposing sexual organs. It's always someone with a John Waters mustache. The tiny little fucking very thin mustache, maybe a bowling shirt. Some terrible fucking thing. they always look slightly feminine. You can almost guess the gender that they were showing their dick to. Very, very easy. Now, Frank, how well did you do on this site, picktheperp.com?
Not very well. Maybe 18% I get right.
18's not bad. It's not bad. I did 100 and I got about 20. Maybe 20.
Wow, you did that many? You must have a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah. You know, I got onto the site and I got pretty hooked. I wanted to see what it was all about. I wanted to check it out. And you did how many? How many did you go through?
I don't know. I don't even know. Maybe 20.
Frank, I'm one for two right now. I'm one for two on this. But I don't want to turn this into a show where we just play this game. I want to present it to the people that are listening here. And, you know, domestic battery. There's often a look that goes with domestic battery. If there's a skinny-looking man who refused to smile for the fucking mugshot, you know, he's probably the one that did it. The best, though, I really enjoy the people that decide to smile real big for their mugshot. Because it's probably something minor. There's got to be police officers that can go on this site and just pick them like fucking 50%. People that just have that intuition. I wish I had more of an observation. Like, if they're in the orange jumpsuit already, that means they've done something serious. I don't know. I didn't spend all that much time on it to really get a knack for it, but I just thought that everybody would like that. Picktheperp.com. Now, Frank, have you ever done anything where that might have warranted you getting a mugshot?
No, I've never. No. No. Nuh-uh.
I never have either. But you're pretty lazy. It's not that far off to think that you might get caught without a valid license. You might let your license lapse.
Sure, sure. You know, absolutely. You ever, I let my registration, my inspection lapse. I was eight months overdue on my inspection sticker.
I want nothing more than a germ freak mugshot to appear on picktheperp.com.
Now, would you smile if you had a mugshot, or would you have a disgusted look?
I would smile. I would smile. Because then maybe you could kind of think, oh, it was a mix-up or something like that. Or it's not that bad. He's not the murderer. Or he's not the burglar or whatever. Maybe he's just one of those DUI guys. Something like that. Because that's another thing. Like, you know, I know at least 7 people that have had DUIs.
Really?
Sure. And they're probably all on there. They're on there with killers.
So when you have a DUI...
people that jerk off at fucking Arby's.
When you have a DUI, you get your picture taken?
I would assume so. Because they have the pictures up here. You go to jail. I mean, you go to jail, Frank. They're not going to not take your picture. It's a fucking big deal. Big fucking deal. I don't know. Did you have anything else that was on your mind, Frank? I know you had a list of things that you wanted to cover. I'm sorry. I want to make sure. I want to try and do a better job of making sure that you get all your points across. Because I know that sometimes this is a kind of behind-the-scenes thing. Frank will have something that he wants to talk about that he doesn't get to. And he gets a little pissed about that. So, Frank, I want to make sure that you have ample opportunity to discuss all the things that is you wanted to cover this week.
I think I did. Yes.
Oh, you really? You think you've done everything? Well, Frank, there's one really big occurrence that we hinted at, but we didn't quite get to. Now, there's a reason why we didn't talk about the finale of Lost. And what is that reason, Frank? Are you a fan?
I'm not a fan, no.
Are you still playing Pick the Perp?
No.
Please close the fucking Pick the Perp.
I'm not playing it. I'm not a fan. I know it used to be on Against Us.
Oh, so you're just not a fan. You don't care if it goes on or what. People could
No, I'm not
themselves.
A fan. I'm glad it's over with and rest in peace.
Because
I'm sick of hearing
that. I read your Twitter, which was in all caps and had two sentences ended with 3 exclamations apiece. Death to Lost! Thank God I'll never have to hear about this show again! You're very angry about that show existing.
I am.
What really irritated you about it?
I know. I'm just tired of people talking about it and talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. You know, I never saw the show.
You know what I think happened? I think that they were all dead. Who gives a fuck what you think? Honestly.
Well, get back to what you were talking about. You said you were going to talk about The Sopranos, which is totally unrelevant.
Unrelevant?
Yes. Hmm. So what were you going to say about
Frank,
that?
Are any of your grammar school teachers alive?
I'm sure they are. That's, oh, my grammar school?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, that's too bad. Because they should be in hell suffering for failing you so horribly. Unrelevant. Okay. The reason I mentioned the Sopranos ending is because a lot of people are comparing the Lost finale to, you know, some of the bigger, more memorable finales. The Sopranos being one of them, because it's more recent. And it left people kind of initially upset with it. And people were like, what the fuck, you can't end it like that. Like, people have such a vested interest in their shows that now they think that the way they see it has to happen, otherwise it sucks. And that's true of anything that lasts more than a couple years and then wraps up, gets the opportunity to wrap up in a big finale because it was successful and has to end. And that's kind of a rare thing.
By the way, 2007 called.
Did you just Google that now?
No, that was when the finale was, 2007, wasn't it?
Oh, I didn't know 2007 called because we're talking about Lost. Do you understand, Frank?
Yes.
You're the one who keeps trying to go back to The Sopranos. I'm sorry, but we're not going to talk about Italian people all night.
Now, you told me that you were gonna actually buy the DVDs and watch the entire season. Is
no,
that correct?
No, I did not say that to you. What I said was I was going to get them on Netflix. The watch instantly. They have them available up to season 5. So once the last season, season 6, comes out, I'm just going to watch them all. And then I will have seen everything that everybody had to see. And I wouldn't have had to turn myself into an asshole standing in front of a fucking microwave in a cove kitchen in a fucking office waiting for my chicken to warm up, talking about purgatory and death and fucking flashing and this and all that shit and bears and smoke. All this fucking shit I heard half-heartedly over the course of the last 6 seasons. I won't have to do it because I won't ever have to guess. I can just watch the next one until I'm out of episodes. And then when I'm done, that'll be it. I will have enjoyed the same fucking thing minus the most annoying aspect of probably watching Lost. The people offering their fucking 2-bit dumb fucking ill-conceived theories. People that have theories about these fucking shows irritate the shit out of me. I have a theory about, you know, the reason why. Just shut up. It's not going to be what you think. And if it is, who cares? You really guessed it. Congratulations. Here is your fucking guess what happened on Lost prize. There's no fucking parlay bet for getting the goddamn plot right. Just sit and fucking enjoy the show. I don't get it. And that's why I didn't watch it. And now I'm noticing a lot more people, after the show was over, a lot more people are becoming very ready to say how little of the show they watched. Whereas all along I had said I never watched a minute of the fucking show. You and I had both said I never watched a minute of the show, but the thing about you is that you've never watched a minute of anything after 1989. Isn't that right?
No, it's not true.
That's a very good addition, Frank. I've been talking for 5 minutes, and I get, no, that's not true from you.
Thank you. I've watched the entire series of Curb Your Enthusiasm, which I think is the best show on TV.
Because you yearn for 1998 and Seinfeld.
No, these were recent episodes.
Yeah, the recent episodes had fucking Seinfeld on them. You were waiting for him to make an appearance.
And by the way, totally disappointed.
Not good, right?
No, it was good. It was embarrassment.
Terrible. I didn't even watch. I didn't watch the entire. I stopped watching the season. It was terrible. And they're going to bring it back because I guess they didn't want to.
Oh, they are bringing it back.
There's going to be another season.
Good.
I guess. I don't know. Whatever. I'll try it out. I'll see. But season six or whatever the fuck it was, the season before the Seinfeld season was probably the best one. They should have ended it there. Larry and the Blacks. But, you know, however it's got to work, Frank. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at our sheet here, Frank. You did have a couple things you wanted to talk about. I see the big bombshell here of I rinse pickles off. What the fuck does that mean?
It's not really a bombshell. You gotta
elaborate and give us a little more than pickles, I rinse pickles off.
I enjoy pickles, but it's the juice is just too strong for me, so I just rinse them in water. I wish they could make pickles that didn't have any flavoring.
How would you pickle them? You know what the flavoring is, right? You know how things get pickled, right?
No. They put vinegar in it.
They let things ferment in fucking vinegar. They sit in vats of vinegar that are shaped a lot like Neo.
Yeah, you're the one who's going to hell. You really are going to hell.
Yeah, but at least he didn't block me on Twitter, and then I didn't throw a shit fit about it.
I don't give a fuck if he blocked me or not. What the fuck do I care?
You did, because he gave him the sore ass award twice.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
You
whatever.
Were so irritated that he posted about you. You were so irritated, Frank.
I don't give a fuck about him.
I mean, I understand you wanted to talk about your pickles, and there's things that I want to talk about, and a lot of it I can't ever mention because it's going to either only apply to a few of the listeners or you'll just have no fucking clue what I'm talking about. But in working on the Hear Us Talk site and trying to develop, you know, new things and take advantage of new technologies, I'm just, you know, as a fucking web developer, are we ever going to get to a point where I can make a fucking website and it works the same using standards in every fucking browser? Or are we going to be subject to people like you, Frank, who insist on using Internet Explorer and who just don't give a shit how fucked up their web experience is? You don't use any other browser, do you, Frank?
Internet IE, which I like to call it, is the most popular, widely known that one browser there is, and it's the one that's most compatible with most other programs.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Frank, are you familiar with HTML standards? Do you know what HTML actually is?
I know it's at the end of some URLs.
It's a language, and it's specified by a committee who comes up with a series of standards as to how it should be implemented. The makers of web browsers follow these fucking standards and turn out what they think is the best to the letter implementation. Now, I can build a site and with no modification, it'll look the same in Chrome, Safari, Firefox, Opera.
Right.
I open up Internet Explorer and it looks like a fucking disaster. It looks as though I have a goddamn virus. Because they don't follow the fucking standard. Do you see? They keep it slightly fucked up so that people who are locked into a Windows environment have to fuck everything up to make it look right in an Internet Explorer. That's how they get a market edge. They go for the fucking the businesses who are afraid to leave Windows and Internet Explorer. And they hope that people like you are going to keep using that fucking product. And not
use it because I don't want to. I'm so used to it. I don't want to change anything. I fear change. And if you have the hypertext markup language in any other situation, then it doesn't really matter. Hmm.
Did you open up IE to look that up in Wikipedia? You rotten.
Oh, you didn't know what that meant, did you?
I didn't know what meant. Hypertext.
You never heard of hypertext markup language? You never heard of
HTML?
That before?
Fuckface. Of course.
All right. Let me ask you this, fuck dick. What's HTTP stand for? And I know this without even looking. It's
of course! Transfer protocol. Shut the fuck up, Frank. 1994 trivia is not going to stump me. You understand? Like, that was probably a $200 question on Jeopardy when you had to connect via slip,
you know,
and PPP.
I'm going to create a computer trivia game for you to see how well you answer it.
You know what? I hope that you do. I want you to come up with technology trivia.
10 questions of technology regarding computers to see if you could fucking answer them, you fucking
Okay.
Fuck face.
I hope you do. I hope ass. You fucking do.
I mean, we're getting- By the way, pickles, very low in calories. Very low in calories.
It's good. If you eat one, I guarantee you don't eat just one. How many do you eat, Frank?
You could eat as many as you want pickles. It's like eating lettuce.
You could eat as many as you want pickles. You fucking dope. Jesus. Just terrible. That's absolutely fucking terrible. Now, Frank, it is the part of the show.
Right.
It is the part of the show where we have to stick to a bet.
And I think this is the second to last one. Second to last weigh-in, I think.
If you recall last week, you got out of it. You skated. Your scale didn't work. You said that
now,
you,
I have a
you
digital
said,
scale.
You said that you would get a new scale.
I have a digital scale tonight.
And you
my problem
Jesus,
is
I'm fuck! I can't even say a goddamn word because of the fucking barrier in the fucking row. Continue, please.
I have a fear that the digital scale may not be the same as the analog scale. So there may be different weights. That's not my fear is. That's the problem we may have.
You know
have.
What? You broke the other scale. So we're going to have to see what you are this week. And then the next week, which will be the last one before the event in Hoboken, Green Rock Tap and Grill, Hudson Street, June 5th, 8 o'clock to 11. $30 all you can fucking drink. And then afterwards, we hang out and watch Frank eat cock cake and weigh himself. And we all point at him and laugh. June 5th. And the event, Frank, is what?
It's, hi, I'm Frank. Oh, I can't say it, dude.
Hi, I'm Frank, I'm 40.
I can't.
Hi, I'm Frank, I'm 40. So anyway, we're getting guesses already. 221, 219. Frank, I have to ask you a question, though, first. I need one thing from you.
What's that?
Get the scale!
Hold on a second.
Okay, thank you. This is the part of the show where Frank is going to get the scale. He's not using his other scale because it is broken. I think he broke it on purpose last week to get out of a fucking jam because he's probably a little bit too much. But the goal was for Frank to lose 20 pounds before his 40th birthday. He then backed out on that after hitting 223 from 216. And the last time we weighed in, Frank was 218 pounds. His goal now is to return to his starting weight of 216 before his 40th birthday, which is at the Hoboken event, Green Rock Tap and Grill, Hudson Street. Facebook.com/HearUsTalk for more details. That's Facebook.com/HearUsTalk. You can go there and click like. It won't fucking kill you. It won't. I promise. So this is what? The 16th weigh-in, or at least the 17th attempt? As we said last week, Frank didn't do well. He's at 218 as of 2 weeks ago. He is 2 pounds above his starting weight of 216. I'm seeing all kinds of guesses in the Pal Talk room. If you want, listen to the show live. You can always provide feedback on heroestalk.com, in our chat room, or on Twitter. I am DJ Newstyle. Frank is the Germ Freak. We're getting guesses of 219 from Ed McGrath, 221 from Scott Octane Fan, just really cruel guesses from Jimmy J.J. Walker, because he's a very cruel individual, 221, 224 from Ikers, 223 from Keith F.U.
Hello?
Steve the LARPer going with Keith F.U. on 223. Frank, what's going on, right, buddy? Do you have the scale?
Yes, but I will be alone tonight. Let me take my pants on, clothes off. Hold on.
Your plants? Frank is
my
wearing pants.
Hold on.
Frank will have to be taking a picture of the scale, obviously, because Donna does not want to have any part of this debacle.
Listen, I'm not going to lie, because there's no reason to lie, because then I would just be fooling myself.
Well, you know what? That's true, because everybody's going to see you do this live on June 5th. There will be no faking then, Frank.
All right, I'm totally nude, except for my underwears.
Jesus, are you wearing socks?
Yes.
Why would you wear? Take your socks off.
I'm not
going to.
They don't weigh anything.
They're probably filled
with
sweat.
I'm approaching the scale.
Approach the scale. The guesses are locked in place.
Oh, let me take my headphones off.
Frank, how about this? How about this? If anybody gets it right, they will be granted, if they attend the event. Frank, are you there?
Yes.
For the person who gets it right, on the button, guessing your weight, if they go to our event, we'll cover their drinking from 8 to 11.
I don't like that.
Why not? That's what we were planning on doing, giving them away.
Just for guessing the weight?
No? Okay, fuck it then. No one gets it. Sean,
all right. I have the results.
He doesn't want to fucking... doesn't want
to do it. Should I give them to you?
Do you have a picture of it?
I have to... I gotta get my camera's upstairs, but
okay,
I'm not gonna
forget
lie.
It. You will,
I'm
you
not gonna post... fucking lie. Who am I gonna fucking lie to?
Okay. You were 218 2 weeks ago. Frank, what is your weight right now?
My weight is 222.
Come on!
I had a bad weekend.
222 pounds?
I had a bad weekend.
You're so fucked. You are so fucked. And you know what? You don't deserve to fucking be fit. You don't deserve to be fucking fit. You know, and you know what, Frank? Guess who got it right on the button?
Who?
Jimmy J.J. Walker.
But, and he's not even fucking going, so
well,
what's the matter?
Well, now there's no incentive for him to go. Do you understand? There might have been an incentive for him to go if there was free drinks on the line.
Yeah. Well, That's it. That's a sign, Leslie.
I'll tell you what, Jimmy J.J. Walker, if you show up, we got you. 8 to 11. Free
if
drinks,
Jimmy J.J. Walker shows up, I'll take that cupcake and shove it up my ass.
Okay, remember that, folks. If Jimmy J.J. Walker shows up, Frank will shove a cupcake in his ass. And he will pay for Jimmy J.J. Walker's drinks.
I'm not paying for his drinks.
You just said it.
I'm not going to pay for his drinks.
222 fucking pounds. You are 6 pounds... above 216. Frank, your goal has been so relaxed from the initial 40, which is laughable at this point, to 20, to maybe just get back to zero. You're at plus 6. You were so close. You're only 2 pounds
over. Left.
You have 2 weeks to lose 6 pounds. You have to lose 6 pounds.
That's very easy, my friends. Very easy.
What are you going to do? Are you going to even
very
try?
Easy.
Are you going to try, Frank?
I swear to God I will try if it's the last thing I do.
Because if you don't, I want you to repeat on the show, the next show after the last weigh-in event. Hi, I'm Frank. I'm 40, and I'm never going to be in shape. Hi, I'm Frank. I'm 40, and I'll always be overweight. Hi, I'm Frank. I'm 40, and I can never lose weight. That's what I want you to say. All of those. Jimmy J.J. Walker's saying that he will show up. He has his map. He will stop at the Jizz Biz. And then he will show up. And you will shove a cupcake in
I'm
your
ass.
I'm
not shoving it. I was kidding
you
about that.
You fucking said it. Do not welch, Welcher.
I'm going to fucking...
Way to go, grape juice.
My fucking pants.
Way to go, grape juice. Make a bet with Frank. You motherfucker.
I'm not going to get cake on my
pants. Nice job, grape juice. Very good. You fuck. Grape juice. Grape juice. Grape juice. Grape
you
juice.
You want me to ruin my pants?
Grape juice. Grape juice. Frank, you are a fucking welch.
I'm not going to ruin my pants.
They're already ruined by virtue of the fact that you bought them at a Whitesnake concert in 1986. They are the worst jeans. Stop it. Ruin your fucking pants. Grape juice. Grape juice! Grape juice! You're a fucking welch! And I hope you gain fucking 14 more pounds. 20 by 40 indeed. Jesus. Wow, hold on. Our buddy from Hate Us Talk, Walter Subcheck, does not have to do this. But in order for... He's saying, in order to help people to the event, he will personally pay for 2 all-you-can-drink bracelets. 2 all-you-can-drink bracelets.
To what? For what now? For Jimmy to go?
He says that they're for us to give away to listeners.
Oh, he doesn't have to. No. That's not necessary.
Yeah, again. Way to go, grape juice. Way to be charitable. Way to offer a cupcake in the ass and then just instantly take it away. You know what? You know what? I bet your ancestors promised that they'd give Manhattan back to the Indians, didn't they? Fucking Indian giver. Why don't we wrap this up, Frank?
Yeah, let's put the cork on the bottle.
No, that's not what it is.
the cap on the bottle.
Yes. Well,
I'm the one who invented it.
Maybe then we'll be giving some drink bracelets away next week on the show.
Next week, definitely.
Next week we'll be giving some drink bracelets away. Be sure to tune in live. Episode 258. This was 257. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Listen to Best in Show Thursday nights. The Awful Hour Wednesday night. Episode 18 drops tomorrow night. TheAwfulHour.com. And The Watch Show Fridays. Frank, is there anything you need to say?
Yeah, of course. You're talking to a fucking sign. Sometimes you don't feel it. But this is us. Don't you understand? Grooves and hooves. Hey, Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
You're an asshole! It's a fucking snooze! Dude, I'll take a bet just to beat you, I could. How much shit can you put into a soft drink beverage? Fuck face! That's what you get for being fat! Nah, I'm good! Thanks. And, no, Clayton, 257 was not Frank's weight. It's the episode number. See ya!
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.